When I left St. Stephen the Witness Student Center at UNI this summer, some people, friends got together and gave me a farewell present. It was a gift certificate to Iowa Arts, or Arts Iowa. It's the orchestra thing down at Paramount. And I told them, I think you've overestimated how cultured I am. I told one parishioner, she talked about, well, maybe we could go to an opera. She likes opera. And I told her, for me to enjoy the opera, I probably would need a morphine drip during it. I honestly feel just more at home probably listening to Willie Nelson at some county fair. So 2 weeks ago, I did use part of the gift certificate to go to a play at the Paramount. And it was a two-man play, a dialogue between C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, who are two great Christian authors. I'm not sure I really understood everything in the play, but I went to it because I think C.S. Lewis's nonfiction writings are really, really well done. Well, C.S. Lewis has something to say about how to become a saint. You know, today we honor and celebrate all of our saints from our 2,000-year tradition and the saints in our lives and in our parish. Lewis says to become a saint is not an automatic thing, and it's actually not very easy. It takes a lot of work. In a 1944 interview on the BBC, he makes 3 points about the process of how to become a saint. The first is that the change from the old self to the new self occurs very deeply inside a person. What he's saying there is that what happens in our hearts, that action of grace happens in our hearts before it affects our actions. We kind of see the actions, but it's really the action of the grace in our hearts, deep inside of us. And this happens only when our spirits are touched by the Holy Spirit. Another point, he says, this change takes a long time. In fact, a lifetime. It begins in this life, and for some, if not many of us, it will not be complete until purgatory. The third point he makes, through this transformation, we become the person that we were truly meant to be. As he says, when we have completely surrendered ourselves to Jesus, we will then, for the first time in our lives, be developing into real persons. In other words, becoming a saint does not erase who we are. It enhances who we are. We become who we're meant to be. Today's Feast of All Saints reminds us that the goal of life is not to be wealthy. It's not to be popular. It's not even to be successful. The goal of life is simply this, to become a saint. Whether we're young or old, to simply to become a saint. To live with the Lord for all eternity in the communion of the saints. What I like is that C.S. Lewis describes what a saint looks like in this way, and I really like this description. He says about saints, their very faces and their voices are different. They are stronger, quieter, happier, and more alive than ordinary people. We come to this All Saints Mass asking God's Holy Spirit to touch our spirits, to make us different, to make us holy, which is to say, to be stronger, quieter, happier, and more alive than ordinary people.